Acadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with the 30th anniversary episode of Monday Night Raw, broadcast live on the USA Network from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. It was a night filled with special appearances from some of WWE's most famous names of the past 30 years, capped off by Brock Lesnar's return to WWE TV for the first time in 2.5 months, interfering in the no disqualification main event and allowing Austin Theory to pin Bobby Lashley to retain his United States Championship.
It's Rumble season, and the Beast needs to feast!
Making his way at pace inside the ring, Brock Lesnar! Oh my God!
F5!
The show kicked off with an opening promo by Hulk Hogan making his return to WWE for the first time since WrestleMania 37 in 2021, and also featured Ric Flair in his first appearance with the company since requesting his release in August of 2021. There to introduce his daughter, SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair. This was also Flair's first WWE appearance since the resurfacing of allegations of sexual assault on the Plane Ride from Hell episode of Dark Side of the Ring, which aired not long after Flair's release from WWE. Also among the show's returning legends were D-Generation X members Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Road Dogg, and X-Pac, as well as Kurt Angle, all of whom took place during an in-ring promo segment resulting in a 6-man tag team match pitting Imperium against Seth Rollins and the Street Profits, with Angle as the referee. The match was won by Rollins and the Street Profits when Rollins pinned Giovanni Vinci. The Undertaker made his first appearance on WWE TV since last year's WrestleMania, confronting LA Knight during a segment which also featured Bray Wyatt. Undertaker aided Wyatt in putting Knight in his Sister Abigail finisher, then appeared to whisper something in his ear before leaving. Undertaker appeared using the American Badass persona not seen on Monday Night Raw for nearly 20 years. Following the Hogan introduction, the opening segment of the show featured what was advertised as the Trial of Sami Zayn, an angle in which Roman Reigns appeared close to violently kicking Zayn out of the bloodline for perceived treachery against the faction, only for Zayn to be saved by the advocacy of Jey Uso, who vouched for Zayn's loyalty.
As your tribal chief and the head of the table, I find you Sami Zayn not guilty. For now, I want you to look at Jay and I want you to thank him because he bought you more time.
Zayn's loyalty was put to the test during the following defense of the Usos' Raw Tag Team title against Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio when Zayn replaced Jimmy Uso, who had been injured during the match in storyline, teaming with Jey Uso to retain the championship when Zayn pinned Mysterio. In other results, Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair defeated Sonya Deville, and an advertised steel cage match between Bayley and Becky Lynch was thrown out when Bayley, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai triple-teamed and laid out Lynch before the match could begin. Fightful Select later reported that the match was cut for time due to the Bloodline segment going too long. Among the other past talent appearing on the anniversary episode were Jerry Lawler, Diamond Dallas Page, The Godfather, Ron Simmons, Alundra Blaze, Ted DiBiase, Irwin R. Scheister, Teddy Long, and Jimmy Hart. The first episode of Monday Night Raw was broadcast on the USA Network from the Manhattan Center in New York City on January 11, 1993. In other WWE news, with Dwayne Johnson reportedly bowing out of facing WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, a new report from Fightful Select indicates that WWE has made an offer to Stone Cold Steve Austin to main event WrestleMania against Reigns instead. Austin was reportedly offered what was described as an enormous sum of money to do the match, but Fightful sources within WWE indicated that Austin had yet to respond to the pitch. Should he accept, this would be Austin's second WrestleMania comeback in a row after facing Kevin Owens last year. In ratings news, WWE SmackDown last Friday drew an average of 2.257 million viewers to Fox, down nearly 3% from the previous week's 2.326 million, according to Showbuzz Daily. The rating in the key 18-49 demographic was 0.55 for the second week in a row, equating to 718,000 viewers, according to WrestleNomics. That figure also put SmackDown in first place for the evening on network TV in the key demo. Later last Friday night, AEW Rampage drew its lowest audience in a month with 464,000 viewers tuning to TNT, according to Showbuzz Daily. That figure is down nearly 10% from the previous week's 513,000 viewers. The episode drew a 0.13 in the key demographic equal to the previous week's episode and translating to 168,000 viewers, according to WrestleNomics. This was the smallest audience for Rampage since the December 16th episode. In video game news, WWE 2K23 will be released on March 17th, according to announcements yesterday from both WWE and 2K Games. John Cena will be featured on the cover of the game for the second time since the series rebranded under the 2K name. He also appeared solo on the cover for WWE 2K15. The 2K series originally dates back to 2000, when it was first launched as WWF SmackDown, a game for the original Sony PlayStation, designed by Yuke's Company Limited. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.